Hi, and welcome to the Chapter 5 Introduction to Law Notes on Accepting and Deciding Cases, the U.S. Supreme Court. Processing Supreme Court Cases. As the number of cases sent to the Supreme Court each year increases, the number they agree to hear decreases. So how do cases get to the U.S. Supreme Court? Number one, request for review under original jurisdiction, as outlined by Article 3, Section 2 of the Constitution. Number 2, on appeal. Number 3, through certification, which occurs when a lower court asks the Supreme Court for clarification of the law. Only judges may use this route. And number 4, through something called a writ of certiorari, also just called many times a cert petition. A writ of certiorari means to be informed. This is the most common method for a case to reach the Supreme Court. The litigants desiring Supreme Court review ask the court to become informed about their cases by requesting the lower court to send up the record of the case. More than half of the petitions for certiorari received by the Supreme Court each year are from inmates, with nearly 99% being denied. The ability of the court to exercise discretion provides them with some control over their agenda. The case selection process. Number one. The law clerks make sure the briefs conform to the requirements. Number two, the Chief Justice circulates his discuss list. Number three, a conference occurs to discuss the cases. Here, the rule of four is in place, which means certiorari is granted to those cases receiving at least four votes from the justices. And then finally, number four, a clerk notifies the attorneys who have had their cases accepted.